You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
With news on 540 WAUK, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Recent ICE arrests at Milwaukee County's courthouse complex have sparked outrage among local leaders. The concern is that immigrants may now avoid attending court hearings or accessing essential services. Two arrests have taken place recently in the hallways. Milwaukee County officials say the sheriff's office was notified about one arrest, but did not know about the other. County Supervisor Juan Miguel Martinez told WISN 12 that the incidents create a climate of fear that undermines legal fairness. The identities of those taken into custody aren't known. The Amtrak trains are again running as planned. Full train service has been restored between Milwaukee and Chicago after some train cars were pulled due to corrosion issues. Amtrak had been using buses to move passengers around last week. Plan to make a plan this week. Lisa Hale has more about a spring tradition.
This is Tornado and Severe Weather Awareness Week in Wisconsin. 2025 has already been a very active year for tornadoes in the United States. Several people have been killed, and the damage is being counted in the millions. Wisconsin's annual statewide tornado drills will happen on Thursday, April 10th. There are two opportunities for you to practice your tornado sheltering plans. The drills will take place at 1:45 p.m. and 6:45 p.m. Your ideal shelter from high winds and falling debris is a basement or ground floor interior room of a building. You should avoid exterior windows and doors whenever possible. If there is a threat of actual severe weather on April 10th, the drill will be moved to Friday, April 11th.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at waukradio.com.
The Bucks are back tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks host the Minnesota Timberwolves at Fiserv Forum. The Bucks are back in fifth place after winning four in a row. Bobby Portis returns tonight after serving a 25-game suspension for using a banned painkiller. Doc Rivers says at times they had to get creative to cover while Portis was out.
Yeah, we had Kuz at the five, Pat Connaughton at the four. I think that's the smartest lineup in the league. We had no choice. You know, Brooke gets in foul trouble. You know, you feel like a mad scientist at times, but at times you want to just go back to being normal. That would be nice.
Baseball: Brewers opening a three-game series in Denver against the Rockies. The crew adding a pair of players in trades. Pitcher Quinn Priester is a lefty from Baltimore, just 24 years old. And outfielder Daz Cameron has arrived after a trade with Baltimore. And the team announcing a celebration of life for Bob Uecker will be held at AmFam Field pregame Sunday, August 24th. Bob Costas will be the MC. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After a couple lackluster weeks, the box office appears to be back gangbusters thanks to the Minecraft movie. Despite mixed reviews, the film came in first place, set a box office record, and brought in $163 million at the gate. The film shattered the record for a video game-based movie. In addition to the big take domestically, Minecraft added another $150 million overseas, bringing its total weekend haul to $313 million. Coming in second place in its second week of release was Jason Statham's A Working Man. The action film about a man trying to rescue his boss's daughter from sex traffickers brought in a little over $7 million, giving it a total of $27 million big ones. The Chosen: Last Supper Part 2 came in third place with just under $7 million in its first week in theaters. Rounding out the top five were Disney's Snow White with $6 million, and in fifth place was The Woman in the Yard. The horror film brought in $4.5 million. Trying to navigate a post-apocalyptic world can be very dangerous, even fictitiously. In the upcoming season of The Last of Us, Bella Ramsey's character Ellie will be better equipped to fight off said dangers. Ramsey told the gang at the Today Show yesterday morning that for season two, they trained with weapons, took jiu-jitsu, and learned how to box to make the fight scenes more realistic. Also, they praised their co-star, Pedro Pascal. The Last of Us season two drops April 13th on Max. Write this down or make a mental note, but don't forget, at this year's Wisconsin Film Festival, I saw a film called The Threesome, which is probably the best rom-com I've ever seen. The film stars Zoe Deutsch, Ruby Cruz, and Jonah Howard King. Writer Ethan Ogilby was a recent guest on Nightlight. The film is filled with surprises, the characters are thoughtful, and there is great direction and music, which make it a home run. I highly recommend it when it's released on streaming. Happy Days are here again. The cast of the 70s sitcom reunited for the first time in 50 years at Steel City Con in Pittsburgh over the weekend. Ron Howard, Henry Winkler, Anson Williams, and Donnie Most all played Milwaukee teens on the show that was set in the 50s. The actors sounded thrilled to be together again and said it felt like yesterday that they were all filming the show. They are much older now and definitely look like they're all in their 70s, as opposed to when they were playing high schoolers and looked like they were only in their 30s. Woody Harrelson was being considered for a role on White Lotus Season 3, but passed it up for kind of a strange but admirable reason. The former Cheers and White Men Can't Jump actor says White Lotus changed their shooting schedule, which conflicted with a family vacation, so he had to move on. Although maybe the trip to Wally World was just an excuse to get out of doing an incest scene. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 38 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, becoming cloudy. We may see a few snow showers by morning, although 29 tomorrow. Scattered rain, mostly cloudy with a high of 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.